Okay, so a lot of people have been asking me about how I type so fast. So if you've seen my prior video on the top keyboard for programmers, which you can check out, I typed at about 171 words per minute in that video. And actually, I've been a fast typer throughout most of my life. You know, back in college, actually, I used to enter these coding competitions. We would get into teams of four, and only one person would be sitting at the computer typing, the other three would be coming up with the algorithms. I was always the typer because I was just consistently very fast. And even at various jobs, my bosses would always come by and see how fast I would be typing, and I don't think I've ever met anybody who could type faster than me. Even when I was working at Google or Facebook, and throughout my career as a programmer, in my journeys through life, I have just never met anybody who could beat my typing speed. And in fact, even using one hand, I can probably type faster than most people can type using two hands. And so today, I thought I would lend you guys a hand and give you some of my top tips on how to type faster. Let's get into it. Quick pause. This video is brought to you by Blinkist.com/techlead. Blinkist is an app that condenses the best insights from over 3,000 nonfiction books into just 15 minutes that you can consume either by reading or podcast style. The first 100 people to go to Blinkist.com/techlead are getting unlimited access for a full week, and then you also get 25% off on the full membership if you want it. Check them out. Now, before we get started, I just want to quickly mention the importance and benefits of being able to type fast. When you're able to type at my speeds, it is a multiplier on the productivity of anything that you do online. You could write email faster, communicate faster, make social media posts faster, create more content. You could code faster or write up a more detailed, comprehensive design documents that's just going to look like you gave more thought into your plans and give you more credibility in your workspace. And let me just give you two concrete examples of what fast typing has enabled me to do that a slow typer would not be able to do. Number one is when I was working at Google, I actually wrote up this developer manual documentation about how the entire code base would be working. It was like a 50-page document, and if I were slow at typing, I would not be able to do that. But since I'm very fast at typing, it enabled me to complete this project in just about 2 to 3 weeks or so, and I just had to expense one or two keyboards because I had to burn through a few keyboards because they got worn out due to all the typing I was doing. And then the other project it enables me to do is that I can actually code on production. Because my accuracy and precision is so good, I can actually code on production and know that I'm not going to make any typos or mistakes. And if for any reason I do happen to make a mistake, let's say somebody walks in on me as I'm coding, then I'll just exit the whole terminal and I will rewrite all of the code from scratch because I'm just that fast. And that's not to mention, if you're able to type almost as fast as you can think, then it's going to be great for a creative type of work, brainstorming, stream of consciousness type of workflows for say authors or content creators. So there's a lot of benefits and abilities that you can unlock for yourself if you're able to type fast. So without further ado, let's get into my first tip, and that has to do with the keyboard. So one thing about me is I've always been very particular about the keyboard, maybe because I early on recognized the importance of it. A bad, greasy, chunky keyboard is going to not only slow you down, but also cause a lot of typos for you, as well as simply just be so boring and dull to look at that it will not inspire you to take up typing as much of a hobby, which is why RGB keyboards are so important. The light of success shining in through these RGB colored keycaps is just going to inspire you to want to divorce your spouse and marry your keyboard. And so, for example, the worst keyboards I've seen have been those chunky Dell plastic greasy keyboards. Your fingers are just sliding all over the keys, picking up all of the grease and sweat left over from the previous person who had been using those. And the keys are so clunky, sometimes there's food scraps or pubic hair caught underneath the keyboard. Yeah, you don't want that. You want something like this. So this keyboard in particular is the Logitech G815. It also comes in a few other configurations like the G915 wireless series or the 10 keyless version. But generally, this continues to be the fastest keyboard that I can type on for a number of reasons. Number one, it is low profile, so you don't have to press the switches down so much. Number two, the keycaps are beveled so that your fingers can glide from one key to the other. And then I like this in say clicky or tactile configuration. The linear switches tend to not give enough tactile response for fast typers, and you end up making a lot of typos with those. And again, you want to make sure that your keyboard has RGB because it will help you type faster. Now, over here in the back is another potentially interesting keyboard. This one has blank keycaps, so that can encourage you to not look at the keyboard all the time and force you to really look on the screen or to memorize where the positions of the keys are, because if you're looking down at the keys all the time, you're going to slow yourself down. So this forces you to have that muscle memory. And this one is known as the IQNX Slim keyboard. It is using Cherry MX Blue clicky switches, and it also has that all-important RGB feature. So Moving on, let's take a look at the next important component, which are the wrist rests. So wrist rests, they come in a number of different varieties. We have a standard wrist rest here, but if you're using a low profile board, then you may opt for a slim wrist rest as well. This one is the Glorious Slim Wrist Rest, which I use with low profile boards. And then I will use a standard wrist rest if I'm using a more standard board. And then of course, if you're using like a very slim keyboard, like say the Apple Magic keyboard, then you may not even need a wrist rest at this point because it sits flat on the tabletop. But what you're looking to do is to keep your wrists level with the keyboard. You want to avoid this incline because if you have this, then you're going to develop carpal tunnel on your fingers very quickly, and then your fingers are going to feel tired and worn out. And let me tell you, if you do develop carpal tunnel, like your fingers start to ache after a while, it helps to do a lot of finger stretches, but you'll probably be out of commission for say 2 weeks or so as you just reduce your typing by a lot. And of course, check your posture, keep your back and neck up straight. Don't just hunch over the keyboard. And the other thing is to check the room temperature actually in the colder months. I find that if the room temperature gets too cold, then my fingers start to stiffen up. So I remember I actually used to make trips out to Hawaii because I couldn't type at home because it was just too cold. So I had to go to the warmer climate. Now that's what millennials may do, but you could get like a room heater, for instance, just as an idea. I don't know if that works or not. I've never really tried it. And by the way, notice that this keyboard is actually pretty far from me. I don't know if some people may have really cluttered desks, so their forearms cannot rest on the tabletops, but I like to extend my arms comfortably so that they can rest on the tabletop. And then I also use a lot of keyboard shortcuts in order to type faster. So for example, to delete an entire word, you can press Option Backspace on the Mac, or on Windows, I believe it's Control Backspace. You can delete a word that is in front of the cursor with Option Delete, jump to the start of a line with Control A, to the end of the line with Control E, or if you hold Option and the arrow keys like left or right, then you will be able to jump between words. And so I use these all the time. There are similar shortcuts for Windows keyboards as well. Okay, so now that we have ourselves set up, it's time to practice our typing, which is really the bulk of the time. I have a few tips for you. Number one is to go for accuracy. And that's because typos are just extremely costly because you have to go back, you have to fix the typos. And that's not to mention if you are coding on prod, then it's going to cause a bug that's going to crash the whole entire app or service. For me, if I ever make a mistake or typo, I would just exit the entire text editor or just reboot the whole computer because it saves me more time than having to go back and correct these mistakes. The F and J keys, if you haven't noticed already, have little marks on them to help you position your fingers. And I encourage you to practice consistency. So use the same fingers to type the same keys instead of always changing things around. And so when you have good form, such as myself, your fingers would actually have little muscle memory that's going to pick up on this, and you can rely on the muscle memory. So for example, I was able to even train myself to type on a single hand. And there are certain activities or games that you can take up on the computer that's going to encourage more typing. And so for example, I personally used to play a lot of MMORPG games like Lineage or Diablo, where you have to chat with a lot of people in your guild or your clan, and you had to do it fast so that you can continue fighting monsters. I also used to write fiction a lot, just put down my own ideas, make up a story for fun. Or if you're into journaling, you can do that as well. And you know what? If you're into online dating, for example, you can actually use that as an excuse to type these long messages to people, and maybe it's going to even increase your chances of a response when you type out something really long, not to mention it will increase your typing speed. And there are also, of course, typing apps and websites out there. One that I kind of like is typeracer.net, where you're kind of racing in a car. The faster you type, the faster the car goes, and you're competing against other people, so it makes it kind of a game. Another idea is you could also join my Discord chat room server and just chat with a lot of people in this community, practice your typing speed. So I have a link for you in the description below. Now, if you want to further improve your productivity, then I might suggest checking out Blinkist.com/techlead. So Blinkist is this highly rated app that summarizes some of the best insights from top nonfiction books into just 15 minutes that you can easily read or listen to podcast style. They are a hugely popular app if you haven't checked it out already, 14 million users, and you can get access to all of the books while you're offline, not to mention full-length audiobooks as well. And if you like podcasts, then you'll love Shortcasts. It's a new feature where they team up with popular podcast creators to summarize those long podcasts into short episodes to help you get to the heart of a podcast fast. For Tech Lead viewers, I'm getting the first 100 people to visit Blinkist.com/techlead a free 1 week trial, and then after that, a 25% discount if you want the full membership, so check them out, link in the description below. Now be sure to also take breaks, give your fingers time to rest every say 10 minutes or so, you know, safety first. And then the last tip I have for you is to check your finger length, because you will notice that my fingers tend to be very long. It could very well be that I was just born to be the tech lead. There can be only one, after all. But you know what? If your fingers aren't as long as mine, one thing that you can do is to prop up your keyboard using the tilts on the back. And so when you angle it, your fingers would be better able to reach the top keys. Maybe play around with that and see what works for you. So that'll do for me, but let me know what some of your tips are for typing faster. Post them in the comments below. I will see you there. And if you liked the video, please give it a like and subscribe. I appreciate that, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.